Starting a canoe takes lots of trial and error. It's kind of like a metaphor for life. Just ask Master Carver Steve Brown. He says he learned how to do it through mistakes.
A person could think up other ways to do it, but we found over the years that, generally speaking, the old-timers had it figured out, and they did it their way for a number of reasons, and you don't necessarily know what all of those reasons are until you do it that way. So we could think up other techniques to make that work, but they might actually not be as efficient in the long-term picture, the big picture, as the old traditional ways.
He's teaching his apprentices, Tommy Joseph, Jared and Nick Galanin, all of Sitka, and TJ Young of Heidelberg, how to add by taking away. This 5,000-pound, 28-foot red cedar log is being transformed into a boat, one wood chip at a time. But there's more to it than carving. The artists also use a technique called steaming, once the bottom of the boat is carved and the inside is hollowed out. Here's Jared Galanin.
We're going to fill the boat up with water, and we're going to have a huge fire, and we're going to put in rocks and get them red hot. And once they're red hot, you put them in the water inside the boat, and you'll keep it covered, and it's basically steaming, and it allows the wood to bend, and we're going to widen up the side of the boat.
That method will be able to stretch the wood more than a foot. Galanin says he wanted to learn how to make this type of canoe because it is so special to the region.
Tlingit people, Haida people are tied to the land, and this was our technique. This is our methods. We utilized what was around us, and this is our style of boat. And you can't go anywhere else in Alaska and build this kind of boat.
Apprentice Young says he wants to learn the craft because it's important to his culture.
Sometimes you have to stop and look back in order to move forward.
Brown has been carving canoes for decades, something he started learning on the Makah Indian Reservation in Washington State. He says he often gets asked how a non-native learned the art of canoe carving. To answer that question, he likes to tell a story about working with a young Native American man.
He said some of the people in his community had asked him, "How come you decide to work with a white man?" And he said, "Well, it's true that historically it was white people that were largely responsible for the unraveling of our culture. So therefore," he said, "therefore it's only right that some of them help us put it back together. I'm attempting to help put it back together."
He's learning from the process, too. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute donated the red cedar log from Prince of Wales Island. It was the best tree for the job, Brown says, but it got a big crack when it fell to the ground. The carvers have to cut out the split part in the center and add new wood.
A person can get spoiled working on a really nice tree, so it's good to know how to deal with one that isn't so perfect.
The crack will add time to the process, but the carvers hope to be done in May. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.